This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The United States House of Representatives voted on Wednesday to formally authorize its ongoing impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Joe Biden.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan says the Republican-led House is committed to finding out the truth.
The House has now spoken, and I think pretty loudly, pretty clearly, with every single Republican voting in favor of moving into this official impeachment inquiry phase of our constitutional duty to do oversight.
House Republicans have accused President Biden of corruption, either while serving as vice president or as president. But previous investigations have failed to find any evidence of wrongdoing by the U.S. president. Mr. Biden issued a statement after the vote dismissing the inquiry as baseless political stunt. Biden is preparing for a possible 2024 election rematch with his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. And a U.S. federal judge on Wednesday also paused the federal case accusing Donald Trump of attempting to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election, while the former president mounts an appeal claiming immunity from the charges. We hear now from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The trial in Washington is scheduled to start in March. Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision will likely mean a postponement. She granted the pause so the former president can pursue claims he is immune from prosecution for actions taken while president. The dispute over the scope of presidential power could be decided for the first time by the Supreme Court. Chutkan has flatly rejected Trump's arguments, writing in her order that the office of president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. A significant postponement could delay the trial until after the presidential election, as Trump tries to reclaim the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Smoke from explosions filled the sky over Gaza several times Wednesday, seen from the border with southern Israel, as immense fighting was underway in both north and south Gaza. Israel is facing growing diplomatic isolation amid increasing civilian deaths and a worsening humanitarian catastrophe. Gaza's health ministry said Wednesday at least 18,608 people have been killed and over 50,000 injured in Israeli strikes on Gaza. Israel says that some 1,200 people were killed, mostly civilians, in the Hamas October 7th attack. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror organization. At least 16 people have died and six more were seriously injured after a fiery 17-vehicle pileup on a highway in Venezuela. That's according to the country's fire chief, speaking to AFP. An ambush by Hamas also killed 9 Israeli soldiers in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The ambush comes after repeated recent claims by the Israeli military that it had broken Hamas's command structure in northern Gaza, had encircled remaining pockets of fighters, killed thousands of militants, and detained hundreds more. But Hamas clearly still poses a threat, despite more than 2 months of devastating bombardments. The tenacious fighting underscores how far Israel appears to be from its aim of destroying Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top officials in U.S. President Joe Biden's administration are trying to reach a last-minute deal for wartime aid for Ukraine by agreeing to Senate Republican demands to bolster policies to cut crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. Congress is preparing to depart Washington for a lengthy Christmas holiday break with the impasse unresolved. U.S. officials say hundreds of deals have been struck worth over $14 billion with African nations. We hear now from VOA's Carol Van Dam.
The 547 new trade and investment agreements represent a 67% increase on 2022 in the number and value of closed deals, according to British Robinson, coordinator for the U.S. administration's Prosper Africa Trade and Business Initiative. Robinson says the Presidential and National Security Initiative is aimed at strengthening strategic and economic partnerships by mobilizing two-way trade and investment flow, and young people are key to realizing that goal, she says. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, be sure to follow Voice of America on your favorite social media platform. You'll find us on X, Facebook, and Instagram. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller. VOA News.